Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, friends. A happy May to you. Today is May 15th, 2019. This is Molly McCord. Thank you for joining me today as we're going to take a look at the astrology of this time. We have some really dynamic energies unfolding as we move through this next week. And I'm excited to talk with you about what is transpiring and what is coming up, as well as the really big shifts that are happening that you're feeling on some level of your being, especially as we approach the Buddha full moon on May 18th at 27 degrees of Scorpio. It is called the Buddha full moon because it is associated with Wesak, and it's associated with the Buddha's own transformation, Buddha's birth, enlightenment, and death, and how that is a cycle of energies that we each participate in, that whole understanding of raising our consciousness, facing our fears, moving through parts of us that have held us back and that we're ready to bust through and get to the other side. So it's a powerful, powerful full moon. It is happening on May 18th, and it's one where we're meant to face a part of ourselves that was keeping us captive on some level. It's looking at our own shadows, but then claiming them as parts of our light. It's understanding that we move through many phases in our journey, many phases of understanding and awakening, of seeing who we were, what we thought, what we felt, what we chose. And all of these are parts of our consciousness that are showing us what we can choose next. And that doesn't mean it's always clear, simple, or easy, but the Scorpio energy gives us the power to dig in to the emotional truth, the emotional truth that you can't deny, that doesn't go away, because Scorpio is a fixed sign, so it latches on. It does cling on and hold something. It fixates, and it is meant to show you what's been underneath and operating deeper in your psyche, and oftentimes it's a fear. It's a fear that might be yours or might not be yours. Scorpio is also the energies we take on from other people, the fears you learned, what you understood about the world, about situations, about yourself, because of other people's conditioning on you. And we are all conditioned by others because we are social beings. We are wired to interact with each other, and your earliest experiences form, you know, what your unconscious feelings might be, and then at a spiritual or soul level, you came in with certain things that you wanted to face, fears you wanted to move through, ways that you wanted to shift and change and transform. So this is what the Scorpio energy gives us. It's a gift to be able to go into the intensity, the emotional depths, and those fears so that we can move through them to a new place of understanding, of power, and of choice. So it's a big time whenever we have the Scorpio full moon, because every full moon illuminates and it shows us more. It shows you the truth of what's inside your soul. It shows you the truth of what's inside the shadow energies, because all shadow energies are meant to be reworked, reprogrammed. Something is meant to bring in the light onto these areas of ourselves. And so at this time, pay attention to these fears. And as I'm saying this, I'm getting the image of a dragon. And dragons are magical and powerful, and it's also playing into that notion of slaying your dragons, where you might think it's a very formidable beast or it's a very formidable opponent, but it's actually your own power that needs to be claimed and embraced, because I feel this is a friendly dragon, by the way. I feel this as the dragon that's looking for this deep purging. And you know, that fits in well with this energy too. It's something that you thought was fearful or difficult or too much or overwhelming or too intense, and it gets reworked. We're like, no, I can handle this. I can tame the dragon. I can tame the beast. I will be the one who reins it in and who works with it powerfully. So I feel like there's a lot here that's continuing our forward evolution, but also the growth that we're ready for, the growth that we're ready for. And so with this powerful Scorpio full moon, there can be an intensity. Pay attention to those parts of yourself and those messages. Pay attention to the emotions that come up, because that's exactly what is ready to be worked with and transformed, which is easier said than done. You know, this is hard stuff at times. It's the biggest work you might do at times as well. One of my books is called The Modern Heroine's Journey of Consciousness. And The Modern Heroine's Journey of Consciousness is about the internal, emotional, and spiritual process that we move through as we understand who we really are. And the heroine's journey is different than the hero's journey. And if you're familiar with Joseph Campbell, the hero's journey is much more about the external world. It's going out into the world, having an adventure, doing something in a way where others can see you, or they cheer you on, or you're moving through something in your life that's visible. And the hero's journey is incredibly influential. Joseph Campbell was a genius and an incredible storyteller, and he gave us this hero's journey as a way to understand the different phases of a process, of a growth. And many books and movies are based on the hero's journey, the three different phases. So this is very influential work. However, what I wanted to offer out to you was the feminine version of the same thing, which I believe both men and women go through both. We both have a hero's journey and we both have a heroine's journey. And they speak to our feminine and our masculine energies, our feminine and masculine development and growth. And so for the ways that we embark on a grand adventure through the hero's journey, we also have the heroine's journey of what it brings up inside and the emotional areas we move through and the areas of doubt. And when you're ready to take that next leap of faith, you know, all the fears come rushing up, right? Or all those messages come forward. And when you move through it, you see the magic in the world, and you see how you're supported, and you see how your soul is traveling with you regardless of where you might go. So the heroine's journey is actually related to this Scorpio full moon of facing these inner parts of you that are looking for the light and seeking the wisdom and seeking more of your own connection to your soul. The modern heroine's journey is one of going into the depths of who you are that you didn't realize you were. And again, that's because of the conditioning and the programming that we all have in our lives. But so much of both the hero's journey and the heroine's journey is where you're stepping into yourself on your own terms. You're stepping into your power. You're stepping into more of who you are than ever before. And so that alone can be very invigorating and motivating. And I feel like that's a big part of this time in May, because not only do we have this powerful, transformative Scorpio full moon, we also have Mercury in Taurus about to make the trines to Saturn in Capricorn at 20 degrees retrograde, and Pluto in Capricorn at 23 degrees retrograde. And whenever a personal planet makes a supportive trine to these Capricorn energies right now, something shifts for us personally. Something shifts in your mind, in your perspective, in your story, in what you've been saying to yourself. These are all, of course, the domains of Mercury. And so you're looking at something in a new way. There's the support for solidifying what is true for you and to add your own power into a story where previously the story might have felt powerless. It might have felt that it sunk your energy, if you will. This is a time of saying, no, that's not true for me anymore. This is what's true, is that I am loved. I am valued. I recognize my self-worth. I recognize who I am, and I love that version of the story. Because this Mercury in Taurus is asking us to be very mindful of the words we say to ourselves, the version of the narrative we've been telling ourselves. And as Mercury connects with Saturn and Pluto, the story is meant to feel more powerful. And that's whatever story you've been struggling with, whatever has been minimizing you, or whatever you felt in your being that you thought you had to fight, or you had to do something, and it could have felt like it was futile. It could have felt like there was something missing, but you rework it, and you say, no, I'm the hero. I'm the heroine. I'm the one who has this power and these choices, and I didn't see it this way before, but now I do. Mercury makes this exact trine at 20 degrees on Friday, May 17th, and then we'll trine Pluto at 23 degrees on Sunday, May 19th. So we're just going to call it this weekend, starting Friday through Sunday. Powerful communications, solid, mature, strengthening communications that you're also meant to reinforce internally. And that's part of the retrograde of Saturn and Pluto being retrograde. So you're enforcing this new, it's a rewrite, a rewrite of what you thought it was the first time. Now you're rewriting it with also greater compassion because of how this Mercury is also sextiling the Neptune in Pisces at 18 degrees. This is the energy of softening on yourself and forgiving yourself and accepting who you were or what you thought at that time or even last week, you know, accepting what wasn't perhaps quote-unquote perfect. But with this strong Earth energy, it is what it is. Because the Earth energies are about facts, proof, what's real, what happened. It is what it is. And the Mercury transits right now are actually, I'm just seeing this download into the brain, into the mind, of love. And I don't know, so I don't know how to describe it other than it's like little hearts or little soft energies that are coming in neurologically is what I'm feeling. So, like, if you take a look at a brain, you know, if you looked at a brain through a scan or one of those, sorry, I don't know medical devices, an X-ray, I know that word, an X-ray, and you look at all the crevices in the brain, and you look at all the little pathways, and you know how amazing our minds are, our brains are. I feel like it's dosing it, like really dousing it, actually, with the love of, I did my best. I did what I could. I I did what I thought was the right thing. You know, it's these kinds of messages that have compassion and self-acceptance that are meant to get stronger within us. Because, of course, we're imperfect. Of course, we mess up. Of course, we say the wrong thing at the wrong time, or we make mistakes that we feel regret or shame about. And this is what I'm feeling, too. Like, there's something digging in here to setting yourself free as this Mercury trines the South Node in Capricorn. You can have a replay in your head of a story that keeps making you feel horrible. And you can replay that record, you can spin in it, and every time you feel the shame or you feel guilt or you feel regret or you're like, why did I say that? Why did I do that? Why? You know, you just spin in that. And I feel like this time, right now, this week, is giving yourself a freedom from that. And it's a breaking out of that narrative that has been locked into your mind. And this is saying, I'm feeling all this water energy with the North Node in Cancer and also, again, this Neptune in Pisces. Let it go, man. Let it go, man. Like, let that story go, because it's like digging in to something that is holding you captive unnecessarily. And this is where I'm feeling the spiritual energy come in, the soul acceptance, the soul growth, and looking at it from a higher lens, a higher perspective of saying that, okay, it is what it is, but I'm different now. And so I'm seeing the separation. Like, you need to separate yourself from what happened last month, if you will, to today. Like, there's a separation, and I'm seeing it as an overlay or an overlap of two energies where understand that you in the present moment can be a very different version of yourself than who you were a month ago, a year ago, 5 years ago. And to stay in the present version of yourself, because that's where the healing is. It's right now. And that's why when you go back to that other version of yourself, that version of yourself can receive healing from you in the present moment. But that older, previous version of yourself is stuck in that spinning until you send it forgiveness, acceptance, and love. And I feel like there's a separating out of the two versions of self, and I don't know how else to describe it. It's kind of like having two cookie cutters that are on top of each other and then slowly moving away, and you can see how they're not the same person. In other words, you are not the same version of yourself in the now, in the present, that you were back then. And this is a deep cleansing of that story, those words, that narrative that has been disconnecting you from your own power in this present version of yourself. Oh my gosh, this is kind of funny, but I'm seeing like the present version of yourself could be like, I need to go have a sit-down talk with that old version of myself and set that version straight and set them right and say, you will not do that again. You will not talk that way again. This is not how we are. It's funny. It's like having your own little, you know, come to Jesus talk with yourself, because you know you're different now. And I feel like there's something setting you free when you do this internal communication and you know that you're different now. So there's a lot of rewiring mentally that's going on. It's flipping the script into something. It's interesting. I'm hearing that you denied yourself. If you denied yourself something, such as, okay, I'm like touching my throat. It's like I'm feeling it so strongly in the throat chakra. You denied your truth. You denied your voice. You denied speaking your power. You denied yourself of something. That time is over, and now you're able to say or speak what you need to do, what you need to say or speak, because that's how you set yourself free. And it could be writing it out. This is different for everybody, and I know that there's a lot of things out there that talk about writing exercises, but not everybody's a writer, and you can just talk to yourself. I feel that it is important to verbalize it, to say what you need to say, even if it's to yourself in the car while you're driving by yourself, if it's going for a walk, if it's just at home. Talk to yourself. Speak the words, because that gives it energy, and it can be really good for you to get it out. So there's a lot of purging around the throat chakra here. And so this is a lovely energy. It's a lovely time to do this. Mercury is moving fast. And in Taurus, is never going to be, is trailing the sun. Mercury is trailing the sun and will catch up with the sun briefly on May 21st when both the sun and Mercury enter Gemini. It's actually, the 21st and 22nd. Of May, there's a conjunction between the sun and Mercury. So there could be something that finally comes out. May, I'm going to call it even the 20th, 20, 21, 22, especially as Mercury enters Gemini and can't keep his mouth shut anyways, and the sun in Gemini amplifies it. So there's going to be a lot of talking next week, communications, words, expressions, action. Life picks up the pace when the sun enters Gemini and when Mercury enters Gemini. So there's something preparatory here where you're getting clear on that frickin' story, and you're saying, no more. I'm not going to believe that anymore, because so much of our own internal dialogues are built on our belief systems, where you believed you were a certain character or you believed a certain version of yourself. But now you're saying, no, I'm stepping into the hero's journey of this or the heroine's journey of this. Again, two separate things, but it's understanding that you're meant to feel powerful about something that you thought made you, that you thought was powerless. And there's deep healing here because this shifts what you perceive going forward in your life. And I feel like it opens up something in the brain, in the neurological pathways around how you speak to yourself and then, of course, how you verbalize and communicate in the world. But it starts within. So there's this inner, this deep inner healing process that's unfolding over this next week. And early next week, it could be easier to get it out or to move the energy, to move the energy. There's an interesting softening that's happened right now. Venus just entered Taurus, which is one of her home turfs, and she does really well in Taurus, which is very loving, peaceful, kind, grounded, earthy, take me to my garden and don't let me out. Show me the flowers, show me the beautiful things in life of the earth. This is a Venus who likes the good things in life. She likes, you know, the right type of champagne, and she likes the really good past hors d'oeuvres, but she also can be very clear in what matters to her. And this Venus in Taurus is beautiful because she's in her rulership. And so that relates to the Mercury in Taurus, which now answers to Venus in Taurus. And there's a sense of loving ourselves more that's going to be growing. It's really going to be growing as we move through these last few weeks of May. And Venus in Taurus is going to show you what you're worth. But that starts from within, of course. That's the inner process, an inner job that we each do on our own timelines. I feel that this is a sensual, it's a sensual Venus, and yet she's finally getting a break as well, and she's finally feeling like she can relax into something because she's out of the intensity of Aries, and she's into the groundedness of Taurus. Now, hot on her trails, Mars is currently ending his journey through Gemini, and Mars is entering Cancer on May 15th. And so Mars will still be in a supportive sextile to Venus in Taurus, but now they're both in comfort signs. Venus in Taurus, Mars in Cancer, in a sextile, look for comfort, peace, safety, stability. They're now in feminine energies where they are both in masculine and they are moving fast and getting a lot done. Now they're coming into more of like a safe harbor, if you will, that allows them to say, okay, let's not move so fast. Let's look at what is truly a priority and what is right for my heart. What is right for my heart and my inner well-being? So this shift in the middle of May is asking you and allowing you some reprieve and as well to reassess your own self-care and how you look at your emotional world and take care of your emotional world when a lot can be uncertain and a lot is being reworked. But I feel like there's a really lovely energy here that we can tap into and feel supported. It's like feeling supported in heaven and on earth, feeling supported because of what you've learned. It's almost like you had to learn it because that's just the energies we're in. Like none of us are getting out of a classroom early. There's no early dismissal. It's like, oh no, I'm in this lesson and I'm learning it and I'm doing my best and I'm trying for extra credit and I hope that I get a good passing grade. But I feel it as something where, you know, you're doing fantastic, you're doing great, and maybe you've been too hard on yourself and maybe you haven't even seen or noticed all the progress you've done because our energies have been pulled outside of us in really big ways. And when we have inner work to do, we can be so heads down at the desk. And this is a time of heads up, lean back, exhale, relax your shoulders, relax your jaw, check in with your heart, check in with your pulse, check in with yourself and say, yeah, look at how far I've come. Wow. Wow. Truly. I know a lot of you have come so far in the past year, if not the past 5 or 6 months. Because this acceleration, this acceleration that we've had hasn't allowed us to slow down or even hang out on the sidelines for long. I mean, there's been this intensity of 2019, and even before, even last summer, and even before that. I mean, I know it can go back, the story can go back, but there's this really special period of time that we're in that you're meant to look at yourself and say, wow, wow, look at what I'm moving through. Whereas before, you might not have seen your own power, you might not have seen your own growth or your own ability to handle some things. And I'm like thinking of some of my clients right now, and I just know they've been through some big things that they're handling, because of course you can. Of course you can handle it. And of course you're moving through it. And of course you're able to keep going. But give yourself a well-deserved break as needed. And take care. Take care of your practical sense and your practical needs and your practical sensibilities as well. Venus is going to make a conjunction to Uranus at 3 degrees of Taurus. This will be exact on Saturday, May 18th, right? The same day as this powerful Scorpio full moon. So what this means, Venus being love, being money, being what we value, what we want, what we're ready to receive, conjunct Uranus, the planet of breakthroughs, developments, progress, things happening fast, things coming through from out of left field. What it means is that we're all going to win the lottery. Okay, probably not. But what it means is that we're all going to experience a breakthrough in how we love ourselves. And this is at a personal level, depending on where 3 degrees of Taurus is for you in your chart, that house is where this energy shows up. And it can be that things happen quickly. Something you've always wanted comes through or unleashes or is revealed. I mean, there's a lot of big energy this weekend with the Scorpio full moon and then this Venus conjunct Uranus in Taurus. That, you know, it's in the earth signs. And I feel this could be something of the earth. But with Venus, it's meant to be something lovely and beautiful and feminine. So it could be a lucky day for some people. In fact, this weekend could bring some big changes. And I've been talking with my friends about this. It's like, it feels like we're building up to something. You know, it feels like there's something that's going to bust through, break out, you know, but it's going to be something real or tangible. And I feel it as something in the heart chakra. Something that your heart has needed. And in Taurus, it's within yourself. I'm getting this image again of a download into the heart chakra. You know, both Mercury and Venus are working with the outer planets here. There's something shifting in us permanently. There's something that's over. So that relates to what I was just saying about that narrative that you've been telling yourself. There's something that's been healed. I'm going to cry. Like, this is something that you've been wanting to heal that is healed, and it's either healed or it's been healed in the astral energetic realms, and now physically it feels different. It feels released. It feels changed in you. You are being set free from something that you've been carrying. And you know, this isn't just happening in one energy. It's happening in multiple energies here. It's the full moon. It's Mercury trining Saturn and Pluto. It's Venus conjunct Uranus. Those three energies all happening within a matter of days. There's an upgrade. There's a paradigm shift. You've healed something. You've seen something. You're done. There's something that's just dead. And that's part of the enlightenment, right? Is when we understand at a higher perspective what we're complete with. It's interesting because I feel like there's this, so there's big energy with the weekend, and then you could have a hangover effect where you're like worn out or energetically drained because so much has been pushed out and released. You could feel it physically. You could feel a purging. You could feel it as, crying, an intense release. But I feel like there's then going to be supportive downloads that come in. I'm also feeling this at a cellular DNA level of when you rework a story in your mind and in your energy field, it changes you. You have a new understanding of the power of the mind and the power of your energy. And it changes it for you. It changes it for your children and your family. And it changes the story of what you create going forward. So there is a big energy shift that we're each individually ready for. And it's also bringing in new levels of self-acceptance, self-compassion, and forgiveness. You know, we say these words a lot in the spiritual world, and it means different things to different people, honestly. And there's different types of forgiveness. The forgiveness, it can take more time for some things. There can be phases of it. There's waves of forgiveness. There can be regression where, you know, one step forward, two steps back. Very normal. Very normal to regress. Very normal to have that inner back and forth with yourself. And I feel like something shifts in this next week where you kind of move the energy away from anything that was 50-50 or 60-40, and you move it into 80-20, like 80% complete, 80% love, 80% forgiveness. It's okay to have that 20%, very human, very normal, very okay. So don't expect yourself to have to be at 100% because there's things that form us. They form our self-identity. They form our reality and our versions of ourselves, and they form who we've become. And so if you can take 80% of the good and the best, that is an achievement. And that is, you know, a hallelujah as well, because that's a moving the energy forward. So the transformation is underway. It's been happening. The sun was just at 23 degrees of Taurus where it trined Pluto, and that also set up these big shifts that are underway. This is a time of allowing yourself to bloom and to grow into this next chapter, into this next version of your life, of your past, of your choices. It's a very pivotal period for your choices, because the messages are extra strong right now from our spiritual selves and our intuition. They're turned up to 11, and you probably can't deny it. And maybe you've tried to, and you gave it your best shot at ignoring something or denying something, but that's not who you are anymore. There's something about you that you can't suppress or put away. I'm even hearing depress, as in depression, because that is part of depression that we can feel is the parts of ourselves that we depress down. We depress emotionally, we depress spiritually, we depress our needs. This can be related to your creativity, what you know you're here to do, your mission work. That depress, it's like a French press where you press down the coffee grounds and you make it really small. And I feel like that depression is meant to be lifted, because you know more of your own truth right now. I spoke about some of these themes in Monday's show. If you haven't listened to that, you might be interested in doing so. That episode was on May 13th, and it is about soul growth and rising up through internal pressures. There's a little bit more in that episode about these energies, so I don't want to repeat myself, but this is a big time of transformation that you're ready for. And depending on how you handle change will, you know, formulate what happens next. Some people don't like change at all. These are the fixed signs: Taurus, Leo, Scorpio, Aquarius. And these are the signs that will resist at all costs, that will say, I'm doing this, I'm not bending, I'm not going to do what the wind is telling me to do, I'm going to stabilize in this. And yet, it's that whole saying of being strong enough to bend so that you don't break. There's an energy here of allowing the change to unfold, of allowance, of allowing. Other energies are really good with change. The mutable signs of Gemini, Virgo, Sagittarius, and Pisces are great with change and choices and possibilities, even to a default where they're flaky or they forget what they agreed to. But there is an energy of, I'm ready for change. I'm ready for what's next. And then the cardinal signs, Aries, Cancer, Libra, and Capricorn, are about initiating and starting what's new. So we're in a time right now of being aware of what you feel is right for you, what you know is right for you, and knowing that that is what you're meant to manifest. A lot of planets are in earth signs. Six planets are in earth signs. Four are in Taurus. Two are in Capricorn. Venus, Uranus, Mercury, the Sun in Taurus. So we are really stabilizing here. We're really stabilizing this new sense of self that's not about other people's opinions and other people's thoughts or other people's needs. This is a bit like being your own oak tree, and you are grounding in the roots, and you're clear in your core, stable and strong in the core, and that's what allows you to grow. That's what allows you to be open to what's coming next, as well as honoring these really deep transformations, breakthroughs, new narratives that you're ready for. It's time. So I feel like this is a good message as we approach the Scorpio full moon. On YouTube, I have a separate video for you talking specifically about this Scorpio full moon at 27 degrees. You can find that on my YouTube playlist under full moons and new moons. And I hope that this next week is a time of beautiful energies, breakthroughs, manifestations, and also, again, a celebration of what you've been through. That, wow, look at how far I've come. Wow, look at how I've grown. Because that, I feel, is going to be key to how this narrative is shifting. So it's always exciting to know when we're in these energies and to be open to them. So I wish you much joy with this full moon and facing or feeling whatever may come up, and knowing that it's a dragon that's a friend, it's a dragon that's an ally, and that there is more of your own power here for you to connect with. Thank you, my friends. It's a joy to connect with you. It's a joy to be speaking astrology with you. And as always, you can find out more about me and my work below this podcast. So I will see you back here next Wednesday, because there is not a show on Monday. I'm traveling on Monday, no episode, but I'll see you back here on Wednesday, May 22nd. Have a beautiful, bright Scorpio full moon, and I'll speak with you soon. Bye-bye.